Just a few years ago, 7-Elevens were booming in Indonesia. Nearly 200 stores were in operation, most of them in the capital city of Jakarta. The South China Morning Post reports a number of factors made the stores popular, especially with a younger demographic. There was the free Wi-Fi, hot meals with 24-hour indoor seating, beer, even the ability to pay utility bills. But success brought competition, and quickly, as other mini-marts popped up offering the same services. 2 years ago, a regulatory change. Alcohol sales were banned at convenience stores. According to the ratings agency Fitch, that instantly sank about 15% of the company's revenues. The national franchise holder tried to sell the business to a Thai conglomerate, but the deal fell apart. 7-Eleven may be familiar as an American brand, but the parent company is Japanese and has been for more than 25 years. In fact, out of roughly 60,000 7-Eleven stores around the world, nearly a third of them are in Japan. 7-I Holdings is the parent company, and executives there tell reporters the convenience store is not finished in Indonesia, but the search for a new local partner continues. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.